Patrick McKinney of NHL Athletic Club. He's over 60 now. He is now, as of now, today, this morning, the European over 60 cross-country champion. He won that title this morning. An excellent, excellent run. It was always on the cards because Patrick McKinney has produced some serious, serious performances in Masters Athletics in his first venture into Masters Athletics at this level, and he's coming out of there as the European champion. Big, 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 big well done to Patrick McKinney from Inishowen. And as you mentioned, Kay Byrne, yes, she's just finished up there, and she's been in touch with her immediately, and you know, she's finished sick. No individual medal for Kay. She's very proud of her performance. She reckons she did it really, really well. A lot of new people in her age category. But we're waiting out for the team result. And by the look of what she's telling me, I do feel that Ireland, the team that she's on, she was one of three that scored in the team. I do believe that they will come away with team at this point in time. That was cross country. She has track and road races over the next couple of weeks. She's staying a few weeks out there and competing over the period. So we wish her well for the rest of the period. Now, also later at about 5:30 this evening, Katrina Devine, Castle Finn girl, now living in Kelly Garden, of course, married to Thomas Devine, who was very, very involved with that Little Donegal team, of course, over the summer months as their analyst. Katrina is competing at 1,500 metres later today. Big hopes for her. And if that race goes down the track before you go off there, I'll come back to you with that. We wish her the very, very best. Yes, today was about cross-country. Beautiful conditions. The show field just beside the GAA grounds here in Cairndonagh. And on the way back here now, it's all dusted. And some exciting stuff as well. The senior was a wee bit below par, in fairness. Maybe it was because it's just too early in the season. And, you know, normally we don't go until after the Dublin City Marathon. But a big, 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 big team victory for Letterkenny. They came with a very strong team, and they had a very, very fascinating team victory. It's a few years since Letterkenny have won the team, maybe 4 or 5 years since they've won the team award, but they certainly won it in style today. And that scoring at team, before I go into the individual aspect of it, was, you know, McCauley, there was Farn, there was Michael Black, and there was Mark McPaul. McCauley was the individual winner, clearly out ahead, and he led a 1-2-3 of Letterkenny for a lot of the journey. Owen McGinley caught him in the third, but it was Letterkenny boys up front, and a big congratulations to them. They're back in as Donegal senior champions. As I say, McCauley, McGinley, Farn, McCallion, Black and McPaul were the as time goes on, it does become very important. They were the scoring guys on the Letterkenny team. Finn Valley were second, and Cranford were third. So that was just the men's story. There was a big battle up front in the women's between Nikita Burke of Letterkenny and Helen McCready of the Rosses. That went on throughout the race, 5,000 metres, went on for about 4,000 metres before the extra little bit of power from Nikita Burke saw her run home to win yet another Donegal senior individual title. She did win it a few years ago, and she looked impressive over the last 1,000, but it was a great battle throughout between Helen McCready of the Rosses and Nikita the Burke of Letterkenny, with Leonie Cook in third place. Leonie Cook led the Finn Valley team to retain the title. It was Leonie, Maggie O'Hara, it was Sally McMenamin and Joanne McNabb. So Finn Valley, have dominated women's cross country for so long, really going back 50 years. And they hung on here today against the Rosses. The Rosses put it up to them, only a couple of points in the end up. And really, in many ways, respects because a lot of the Valley girls are training abroad at the moment and will obviously have their eyes and their focus set on the National Senior Cross Country Championships, which are in Derry on the 23rd of November. That's what the scene cross country wise in Ireland is all about. So that's the story. Letterkenny, you Donegal senior champions, men, with McCauley leading, winning it, and from Letterkenny, of course, and Nikita Burke from Letterkenny won in the individual ladies, with Letterkenny won in the team. Then we went on to the youngsters, and big crowd again, parents, supporters, grandparents all family members, and began with 16 and 18 girls. Dominated completely by Finn Valley, with the winning team in the under 18s. They put two teams, first and second, in the under 16 girls there. Emma Bonner broke it up in the under 18 girls. She won it with Holly McDulty from Finn Valley second, and Nia Byrne was third. And then Sarah Gilligan ran a really, really, really impressive race in the under 16 girls for Valley, leading that 1-2 in the team story for them, and indeed second and third for Darcy Clark and Andrea Reid of Finn Valley there. Then we went to the 16 boys. Well, Evan Ward of the Rosses, he beat Mark Alexander of Finn Valley, and Ashley McBride of Cranford got the third spot. And then we were back to another Cranford man, Michael Moore. He won the under 18 boys. So well done, Cranford there. Under 10 girls, well, Cora Clark of Finn Valley was the individual winner. The Rosses are really good. They have a strong team in that age group, under 10 girls. They had 3 points to spare over Finn Valley within a show, and the hosts in third. That 1-2-3 is interesting. Corey Clark won it, but then Anya Doherty was second. She's a daughter of Teresa Doherty, who on her day won 8 Donegal senior cross-country titles. And, of course, Molly McCready was third. Now, Molly McCready is the daughter, and to the family thing again, of Helen McCready, who was actually second in the senior women here today. So it's not a family affair in that age group. Then the under 18 boys, well, Jude Martin kicked hard over the last couple of yards, and he won it for Valley with Blake Keenan in second, and young Xavier Alexander of the Rosses was third. Valley again winning the team from the Rosses. And then the 12 girls, well, it was Eva Michael Bohan. She won it at Kenny. Morin Bourke was second, and Caitlin Gillespie third. Finn Valley again, the team winners there from Letterkenny, with Belford third. And then on the 12s, it was Austin Gallagher, impressive. Young McKinney from Finn Valley, Zach, he just went out like a rocket at the start, and really put too much into that early stage of the race. And young Gallagher beat him in the final 300-400 yards from Tyrconnell Athletic Club. That's Washington Gallagher. He won that one from Zach McKinney, and Jamie Cubitt third. Finn Valley and Tyrconnell was team story there. And we move on quickly to the 14 girls. Kiva McNeil, a very impressive once again individual winner of the 14 girls. And Letterkenny have a strong team here. They won that one, and Finn Valley second. And finally, on the 14 boys, Yoki Neeson, a lovely runner from Finn Valley, up on his toes, looked really impressive, and looked all every bit the nasty as he ran, and then Finn Valley to victory.